The only disclosure I have is that I did this work as part of my internship with NRDC. So today I'll be talking about exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals from food. I'm going to go through what chemicals are in food, some of the toxicology background of these chemicals, how the FDA classifies them, and talk about some testing that has been done to try and examine how much of these chemicals are in our food supply. So three chemicals that are endocrine disrupting in food are parabens, both methyl and propyl. They're used as food preservatives. They're actually water soluble, so they're heavily used in food because they go into anything. And also that has been recognized in food is bisphenol A and phthalates. They're used in food contact materials, so the plastic wrap, and also used in the manufacturing of food as well. The CDC has identified that these chemicals are heavily in our population in the United States through the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, and this has been data that's been collected since 2000. So the toxicology, animal studies have shown that parabens have weak estrogenic activity. BPA also has estrogenic activity and has been associated with reproductive abnormalities, such as low sperm count, number of chromosomes in eggs, and enlarged prostate gland. Phthalates have been shown to interfere with testosterone production and have shown changes in fetal development of the male reproductive system. So the problem we have right now is both the National Toxicology Program and the EPA have identified food as a major source of exposure for BPA and phthalates, and limited testing has been done in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration has classified parabens as generally recognized as safe. They were given this classification in 1972. Phthalates and BPA have been identified as indirect food additives. So like I said before, they're used in food contact materials. Recently, the Breast Cancer Fund and the Silent Spring Institute performed a diet intervention study to try and gauge how much of these chemicals are in our bodies. They had 5 Bay Area families participate, and they measured urine levels of BPA and phthalates after 3 days of a normal diet, 3 days of a fresh food diet that was prepared by a caterer using organic, fresh fruits and vegetables and food that had little contact with plastic utensils and nonstick cookware, and then they returned back to their normal diet and then had their levels measured after that as well. So the results of this study show reduction in mean concentrations of BPA at 66% and a specific phthalate, diethyl hexyl phthalate, at about 55%, and maximum concentrations of BPA were 76% and DEHP at about 95%. So this shows that phthalates and BPA are hugely in our food supply, and reducing exposure to the plastics and the resins and all that stuff can greatly decrease our exposure to those chemicals. Previous studies of BPA have shown that it's widely used in canned foods and beverages. Here's a list of the many things it's used in. And food testing for phthalates, it's difficult to lab background contamination. Phthalates are widely used in building materials, so it's sometimes hard to tease out what's in the food and what's in the lab. Also, testing for food is a bit challenging to test, a block of cheese and put it through a gas chromatox chromograph, and no study has been done in the U.S. Some studies have been done in Europe. Tau 2010 did a review of previous food testing that had been done and found high levels in milk, infant formula, cheese, and oily foods. Schechter et al. Actually did a really interesting study where they compared urinary phthalate levels to the food recall survey as part of the NHANES population, and found that DEHP was associated with poultry and diethyl phthalate was associated with vegetables. So to kind of gauge what level of phthalates are in our food, we at NRDC did a pilot food testing. We tested 8 foods for phthalates, kind of tried to get a range of foods, and we tried to pick foods that kids would most likely eat. So we have the American cheese in there and chips. And we tested them for 17 types of phthalates. All are approved by FDA as food additives. So first, an extract was created with a hexane extraction. It was then run through a gas chromatograph mass spec machine. And when we first did that, the machine wasn't able to detect any phthalates. So we then ran it in the selective ion method survey, and it looks for the specific peaks of the phthalates, so we were able to detect some there. And out of the 17 phthalates that we tested for, we were able to detect 3 different types in the food. As you can see, DEHP was detected in all of the foods, so I decided to compare how it ranged within the foods we tested, and milk and canola oil and butter had the most phthalates in the food. So our conclusions and recommendations from this project was that there needs to be more improved monitoring for these chemicals in food and increased transparency of food testing. I found during this research, we know that FDA has done some testing, but I wasn't able to get any of the data on that. And we want to also see the best scientific practices in food testing use something that Miriam has talked about and Mr.